Episode 3058, Risk Forward.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I do not know what challenges lie ahead of you, but today I want you to think about what's possible, because nothing is impossible. You can have an incredible marriage. It's Relationship Builders, Risk Forward. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You know, too many hours are spent living in the rearview mirror. How can you move forward and forgive if all you choose to see is what happened to you? Risk forward. Risk forward in your marriage. Brighter days do exist beyond the pain. You don't have to let love fade, but commit to risk forward what matters in your marriage. Now, I get it. Marriage is not always easy. Come on, I'm married too, you know. And there may be times when it feels like the two of you are just going through the motions. You're two ships passing in the night. Often we spend a lot of time looking back at mistakes, our past mistakes, and dwelling on them instead of looking forward and moving on. It's like we get too comfortable on that couch. We sit in and, I don't know, have you ever watched The Big Bang Theory? I know, probably not really the show you want to talk about now, but just go here with me. Sheldon, on that show, he has a specific spot on the couch. Now, if you've watched any of it like my husband has, he has about every episode memorized. And as much as I think it's a great show, I couldn't tell you a lot of it. I watch it and it goes in one ear, out the other. But it's this theme that goes throughout every single episode. Sheldon has to sit in that spot. And if anybody else does, oh dear, you better beware. We get like that in our marriage. If we get stepped on, oh, you've gone too far, and you remember it. It happens again. It's like your bank account just goes up like, oh, he did it again. What was he thinking? He knows he's not supposed to do that. Remember, we're all human. And so what I find is that we often spend too much time looking back at the past mistakes, looking back at what we think is ours and ours to claim alone. And we dwell on that instead of looking forward and moving on. And think about this. If you continue looking in the rearview mirror, you miss out on the present moment and the potential that lies ahead. Remember, love doesn't fade overnight, but we can grow apart if we forget to do our part in nurturing our relationships, in nurturing our marriage. However, I gotta tell you, there is some good news. It's never too late to start moving forward. It's never too late. So risk forward and seize the moment that comes your way. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy, risk forward. That means you've gotta be willing, well, to do what you don't wanna really do. Because if you don't, who will? No one, including your spouse. You can't wait for both of you to be on the same page. That's why you're in this predicament that you're in. Be bold, not because you have the answers, but because you want to face your fear. If you're willing to do what seems impossible, that's when the doors of opportunities open. Now, hear me out here for a moment. I'm not saying this will quote unquote fix your marriage, but it will begin to push you forward. It will move the needle. And if you are standing still in your marriage and nothing's happening, you're stagnant, that means your marriage is dead. You're not just doing nothing. You're either moving forward or you're moving backwards. So what is it for you? What are you going to choose today? Are you willing to take that risk and risk forward? Or do you want to be like Sheldon and just sit on the couch and claim your position and say, nope, I kind of like where I'm sitting here. I kind of like being on my own high horse. Because you know, if something happens, well, I can go right back here. I know what to expect. That's true, you do. And your BUTT might fit just perfect in that couch, in that position. But is that really the posture you want in your marriage? Why don't you prepare your heart every single day for what's impossible to make it possible? See, with God, nothing is impossible. But I know we look at our relationships and we think, well, you know what? He keeps messing up. She keeps doing the same thing. So, well, you know what? I'm just going to wash my hands. I'm just going to make it through. And I'm sure you come up with every excuse. When the kids grow up, then we'll just call it quits. Or maybe it will get better. Or wait, if I was to get the big D, yeah, you know, the divorce, well, maybe I'll find a better match, my soulmate. Maybe this one just isn't the right one. I don't know what excuse land you're living in, but I'm here to pull you out of it. Because you can't have a strong relationship if you can't have a strong marriage. And that goes across the board. Yes, that's a pretty damning statement. If you cannot get it right with your spouse, how can you get it right with your best friend, with your colleague, with a stranger, with your pastor, with your neighbor, with your sister, with your brother, with your mother? I mean, seriously, think about that for a moment, because I know we're not. We're just going through the motions. We're getting on the train going, toot, toot. This is real fun. I'm going to sit my butt on that couch, on that spot. I'm going to live with my excuses. I'm going to do what I want to do, and that's where I'm going to stay. I'm telling you right now, my friend, don't be a Shelton. God's got bigger plans for you. Now, does that mean your marriage is going to work out? Does that mean everything's going to be well? No, I'm not saying that at all. Am I saying it's possible? 1,000%. I know, because I had a miracle in my life. See, my husband told me I've fallen out of love. What? Talk about left field. I don't even play baseball. I'm like, where did this come from? Curveball, twisted ball, I don't know what kind of ball, but it wasn't supposed to be in the game of my life. And there it showed up. And I thought, Lord, I've been doing everything you want me to do. Now, I'm not going to go through all the details because it's not what matters, honestly. I had my own stuff. He had his own stuff. We each had our own junk. And so do you, and so does your spouse. So don't point fingers at each other. Look in the mirror first and see your own reflection. You see, go back. If you don't risk forward, who will? No one, including your spouse. That's why you're here. You're both waiting for someone else to take the next step, to make the next move, but no one's doing it. So here you sit on the couch. Great position for your B-U-T-T. Not so much for your marriage, though. So be bold. Be willing to say, you know what? Today is going to be different. Tomorrow is going to be different. Every day I rise, I'm going to risk forward. So what does that look like in your everyday? Number one, be present in the moment. Now, this is unlike any other presence. This is not about just looking at your spouse and going, No, this is truly being 1,000% so in tuned. You know when your spouse breathes in and exhales out. You know when your spouse says like a double word or there's like a little hiccup in the sentence. You're like, well, you can actually literally be so descriptive. You see how the hair flows when your spouse turns a certain way, or when the arms come up or the shoulders raise up, or maybe there's a little bit of a red tinge in the cheeks. You are so present in the moment. When you're doing that, oh yeah, you're getting somewhere, because you got to stop looking back and start living forward. Start living in the present. True happiness comes from living in the moment and appreciating the now. Hence, create your now. This means making a conscious effort, not unconscious, because then you're just leading by habits. And when you lead only by habits, what happens? Well, usually our habits aren't always that good. And we go down that rabbit hole and it's like, Your eyes are glazed over. And then your spouse comes back And he says, oh, remember when I told you this? And you're like, no, you never told me that. And he's like, oh, yes, I did. Oh, yes, I did. Now, if I was to play back 4 hours ago and you were going, eyes glazed over, that's when he told you. Yeah, I know. Truth hurts, doesn't it? We've all been there. I'm not just pointing fingers at you, man. This is to me too. So you've got to make a conscious effort to say, you know what? I can't think about the dinner, dishes, and dogs when I'm talking to my husband, when I'm talking to my wife. I've got to be ever so present. And I've got to spend time with my partner. If you're two ships passing in the night, do you think you're building a relationship? Nope. You're just on another boat ride. To where? I don't know. Another sunset? Maybe not so much. Don't let your days fade away. Even if you're separated physically, let's say your husband travels or you travel. Let's say for whatever reason, you have to be physically apart from each other, whether it's job, maybe it's just a season of life that you're in. Okay, that's a season of life that you're in, but don't let that get in the way. There are so many ways to communicate now. Don't be two ships passing through the night. Be more than that to each other, right? Yeah. Have you ever seen those big, huge cargo ships? I don't even know what they're called right now. I totally have slipped my mind. But you know, they put on all of these big, huge carriers and they have all the stuff that's on them. And they sit there and they just load them up and you watch these cargo boats go down. And guess what? They got the little tugboats that go next to them and go shove, shove, toot, toot, tug, tug. And they lead them right where they're supposed to go. You both don't have to be the big boat on the sea. Sometimes you have to be the little tugboat. Other times you have to be the big carrier, the cargo boat. What is it for you right now in the season that you're in? Don't sit there in your marriage and say, hi, I got to wear a crown. I need all these jewels, please. Put them in. I'm so good. Yeah, I know. What matters is that you're present. What matters is that you know your spouse inside and out, not just their favorite color, but everything. Yeah. From the tips of the head to the tips of their toes, everything. I know some of it probably is a little disgusting, TMI, but seriously, that's the presence I want you to gain in your marriage. Number two, heal intentionally. There may be some deep wounds in your marriage. And if there is, I want to encourage you to take time to heal. First off, with yourself. That might mean that you need to go seek out counseling or therapy or coaching. Wherever you are in that season, go seek help beyond your own doings. And then, once when you begin that healing process and things get a little bit easier to talk about, if you're really deeply wounded, you know what I'm talking about. You have been. We all have been. If you've been in any relationship, not just marriage, any relationship, you know what it's like to be deeply wounded. You do. And if you have that song that comes on or a certain smell that comes by your nose or a situation or something plays on the TV or on the radio or a movie comes on, all of a sudden you're transported back to where it all happened. Now, in that transport, if it's still really fresh and there's still a lot of healing left to do, guess what? It feels like it started all over again. Dagger to the heart. Everything comes swirling back. But as time goes on, as healing grows within you, which means forgiveness also is extended, it becomes less painful. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to forget it. Hear me out. Okay, I'm not here to say that you're going to forget all those deep wounds. But they won't be open anymore. There'll be a scar instead. But you have to be willing to put in the work. And it starts first with you individually. And then you can come together as husband and wife and say, okay, we need to work on this together. What does that look like? You may need couple counseling, couple therapy. You may need to see a psychologist or psychiatrist, whatever you need to do. Maybe you need some marriage couple coaching. But you've got to allow yourself the time to heal by yourself as a couple, and then find ways to say, okay, when something comes up, how do you overcome that little speed bump? Because when healing occurs, right, at first it's a mountain. And man, it's going over that. You're like, I can't do this. But then as healing happens, it's just this little mountain called what? A speed bump. Oh, maybe an anthill, if you're ever so blessed. And it doesn't really have the sting anymore. You know it's there, but you're so much better. Be present in the moment. Heal intentionally. Number three, focus on the positive. Instead of dwelling on the negative aspects of your relationship, right? Try to focus on the good things, the positive things, what actually brought you two together in the first place. And if you have to, write a list. Put it up on your mirror in the bathroom so you see it all the time. In fact, revisit your vows. You don't have to do that every single anniversary, but let me tell you, it's really cool to pull them out. If you have a DVD, a video, oh, I won't say what I have. We won't even go there. I think I'm going to have to borrow. I think I have one that still works in order to play mine back. Seriously, that tells you how old I am. We've been together now almost 30 years of marriage, 33 and a half years of being together as a couple. That's pretty incredible. We've seen a lot of life together, ups and downs and all arounds, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But you see, we both chose. Remember that point in time? I've fallen out of love. I chose to see the positive. I chose to see the positive. I prayed that he would see the positive. God reconciled our marriage. He can do the impossible, my friend. He can. But you have to make the choice to see what you want to see. Otherwise, you might be putting on somebody else's glasses. Is that really what you want? That's up to you. You have to decide. That's not for me to. You have to. Number four, risk more. I know taking a risk is scary, but it also can be very rewarding. So what can you do to risk more? Maybe it's telling your husband how you really, really feel about something. Let's take it to the bedroom. Are you honest about what feels good to you when you're intimate? That's a nice way of putting it. Don't know. We might have little ears around. Just saying. What is it for you? Where do you need to risk more? Where do you need to take a chance on your spouse and also on yourself? Maybe you need to try something new as a couple and say, okay, we haven't done this, so let's be spontaneous. I'm not saying go jump off the mountain or jump out of an airplane. If that is your thing, then great, go do it. But maybe you go and you learn how to cook together. My husband and I, we had an incredible date one time. I set it all up. It was for our anniversary, actually. And we learned to make sushi together. Now, afterwards, what was cool is that we made the sushi. We got to pick it out. And we had wine or beer, whatever. Now, I didn't drink anything. He had Asahi, which is great. He doesn't drink that often, but he was going to celebrate that way. And we enjoyed a wonderful dessert. And we got to eat what we made with our own hands together. We created an experience that we both will always remember. To this day, we talk about it. It was something special. Nope, we didn't take the kids either, by the way. We left them at home. Thank goodness they were still all alive when we came back. With five of them, you never know. You just never know. But you got to be willing to risk more. Where can you risk more in your marriage? Risk more for each other. And finally, number five, communicate openly. This is honestly key to any relationship. And it's especially important when you're trying to move forward and stop looking in the rearview mirror. Be honest with your partner. Be honest with your feelings. Encourage them to do the same, right? When your spouse tells you something, one thing I got to say, do not judge. Do your best just to listen and keep your mouth shut. Take it in for a moment. And then if you're like, oh, that just kind of, oh, I don't know, sit on it for a little bit longer. Sit on it for a little bit longer. Let it marinate. And then at some point, if you're still having issues, or if you need a better, more precise explanation, then come back. But don't assume the worst. The problem is this, when we're always looking in the rearview mirror, we're always looking for the worst. Why? Because that's what we've expected. It keeps showing up all the time. So why should today be any different? Let's be honest. You can't improve unless if you're honest. Yeah, sometimes the truth hurts. But truth builds what? A strong foundation. Lies don't. You want to have a marriage built on the rock, not on sand. Because when storms come, your marriage isn't going to last. But if you're built on the rocks, especially on God's rocks, nothing is impossible. So be honest about your feelings. Be encouraging to your spouse. And also, remember that the whole goal here is to be transparent with each other. You all are never supposed to be enemies, and I do not use that word lightly, and you're never to be enemies. But for some reason, I don't know what it is, where it's secretly written, but it's like, oh, spouses have got to be enemies. If they don't like everything about me, the good, the bad, and the ugly, well, then guess what? They're just always wrong. And I've got to prove that I'm always right. Don't lead from that position. You want to communicate openly with love and forgiveness, with grace and mercy. I promise you, you can start to move past the rearview mirror and risk forward in your marriage. I promise you that. Remember, love is not just a feeling. It is a verb. And that verb, well, it requires action. So take action today. Invest in your relationship, invest in your marriage, and create a brighter future together. My prayer for you, my friend, may your past become a shadow of your present, that you are willing to look in the face and move to another spot to find a bright silhouette. You shine brighter the more you reveal in the light. No more darkness in your marriage. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.